chimes of time ring out the news another day's through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret.
Hi there, Neil. This is your mom. Yes, 25 years ago, I well remember the weekend you came home from college. You were very upset. There was a popular song at that time that was called It Is No Secret What God Can Do. You told me that song just kept ringing in your ears no matter where you were, walking down the halls from class to class. The wheels on the bus kept turning round and round, singing that same tune. You just couldn't seem to get that off your mind. Well, I wasn't smart enough to know that maybe the Lord was talking to you, but you were running around with some good Christian boys and girls, and they were the ones who suggested to you that maybe the Lord was trying to tell you something. Well, you went to the pastor of the church you were attending there, which happened to be Dr. Murphy, and he counseled with you for some time. And in the conversation, you told him that you had first accepted the Lord as your Savior when you were 10 years old in Memphis, Tennessee. It was during a spring revival there. Well, things began to click in his mind, and it turned out that he had been the evangelist when you made that great decision years ago. That was quite a coincidence. Well, I just couldn't understand you being a preacher. And try as I did to discourage you, the Lord kept right on guiding you. And things began to take shape, and you were not bothered with the words of that song anymore. It is no secret what God can do. You found out that God can do anything, and He did with your life. Praise the Lord for that. Later, we recall that when you was a little boy, you used to say that you was going to sell apples during the week and then preach on Sundays. Well, you didn't get around to selling the apples, but you did manage to eat quite a few. And as for preaching on Sunday, well, the Lord took care of that. And I am forever grateful for your Christian friends and for the Lord letting you have such an important job to do. We're so thankful for the Lord leading Nancy to the New Orleans Seminary and preparing her to be your wife. Neil, I wish we could be there in person with you for this wonderful occasion, but that is impossible. So may the Lord bless you during this day, and I hope that you and Nancy have many, many more years of serving the Lord together. We're very proud of both of you and your family. We love you all.
The chimes of time ring out the news another day's through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you?
Hello, this is Dad. There isn't much more I can add. It seems that Mother has covered things real good. I never will forget the occasion, Neil, that you informed me of your call to the ministry. It was at the time some disappointment, as I was looking forward to having many sessions with you in mathematics and engineering, but it didn't take very long to become convinced that it wasn't the Lord's will that this be the case. I do look back often to the times that we visited you during college and the seminary, and especially to the trips that we did make to your churches. I am grateful that we had the opportunity to visit nearly every church you had to pastor perhaps everyone. I am extremely proud of your accomplishments and your family and your ambitions to do greater things for the Lord. The many friends we have made through your fields, and especially our visits to King City, will be cherished forever. If I could choose a place to live and retire with such good friends as you have in King City that wasn't too far from here, we would be there now for sure. To the people at Community Church, I wish to thank them for this opportunity to have a small part in the memorial occasion. To you and your sweet family, I wish the best and pray that the Lord will grant you grand and glorious days ahead.
Special surprise, but there are others to come. We will go on and attempt to show your friends here something of your life before coming to King City. And when we're through, you will have no secrets. Our apologies beforehand if things aren't in the correct order or if a picture is reversed here and there, but even Nancy didn't know you in the early days of your ministry. So, in April 1953, a young Neil, just 19 years of age, responded to God's call to the ministry. It was shortly after that he gave his first sermon. Although he had held a small revival a few days before, his first big service on June 28, 1953, was at Mooringsport Baptist Church, Mooringsport, Louisiana. In September, he transferred from the state college he was attending, Louisiana Tech, to a denominational school, Louisiana College. In October, he received a call to be pastor of a small church some 45 miles from the college he was attending.
The Jacoby Church was quite small, but flourished more under his leadership than at any other time that we can recall. Even in the early days of his ministry, he was outstanding, and it was evident that he would go far. We have followed his progress with much interest and pride. Neil would come to the community on Saturday and usually spent the weekend in our home. He might be interested to know that Mr. Austin is in his 90s now, but still going strong and active as most anyone. He still drives. His mind is quite clear, and he is an interesting conversationalist. The Jacoby Church isn't anymore. Those of us left have gone to the larger, nearby churches. Simmerport claimed a few, and others went to Latinache for services. Congratulations to Neil on his 25th anniversary. Our prayers are with him and ask that he remember us in his. Sincerely, Janet and David Rice.
At the Jacoby Church, we found out he nearly drowned his first baptismal candidate in an attempt to bury him completely. This picture shows a baptism in the side waters of the Mississippi River where the Jacoby Church was located, to the left over the levee. Neil held student pastorates all through college and graduate school. He also had a flat tire leading his first funeral processional on a gravel road. In 1955, he conducted outdoor services. While in graduate school in New Orleans, he traveled 250 miles one way to the Calvary Baptist Church. Before that, he had commuted 90 miles one way to this church. It just happened that the seminary was in the opposite direction, so 500 miles and more every week was his lot. During that time, he had two of everything, two toothbrushes and whatever else he needed. He traveled on the train and was granted a clergy pass. I wonder how many miles he logged on the rails. That's a lot of miles. It was at this church that one evening he announced the next hymn, which was "Let the Lower Lights Be Burning," as the electricity went out for 15 minutes.
I am sorry I haven't written before now, but had a bad bout with pneumonia for several weeks. Yes, we do love Neil very much. He brought us great pleasure when he would visit us. While he would be visiting, he fit in so well. I kind of looked on him as the son we never had. Our daughters Mary and Patricia thought there was no one like Neil. Excuse me saying Neil, but I feel he is Neil to me, Brother Carlson to you, huh? We also had his family in our home when they would be visiting Neil. They are fine people also. Last but not least, when Neil fell in love and married Nancy, we loved her just as much as we did him. They are a wonderful couple. I wish very much Neil was our pastor, but I know you folks are glad to have him. Our loss is your gain. Treat them good, okay? Everett and Laura Bounds. P.S. Drop the Bounds a line once in a while. We enjoy getting the bulletin. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
During the period of time that he was at Calvary, Neil had a few live TV studio programs, one being nominated for the most outstanding religious production of the year. In 1956, he received his BD from Louisiana College and enrolled at the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, and he lived for 3 years with his roommate, Bill Cassidy.
Dear Neil, congratulations on your 25th anniversary in the gospel ministry and your 7th year serving as pastor of the community church in King City, California. These have been great years in your life, I'm sure. It is with a deep sense of gratitude that the Lord permitted me to have a small share in these years of your life. I remember with pleasure the years we spent as friends and fellow students at the New Orleans Baptist Seminary. The fellowship we had as roommates was an enriching experience and helpful at that time in our Christian growth and development. Even though neither one of us were too good at housekeeping, we got along pretty good. If I remember correctly, after these 20 years, I did most of the cleaning up. Ha! The dirty work. No, I'm just kidding. You were a pretty good housekeeper. Preaching in your church in Monroe, Louisiana, and New Orleans was appreciated very much. I enjoyed that Sunday at the Calvary Baptist Church, Monroe, Louisiana, and the revival in my church in Shorter, Alabama during those days. One thing I may not ever forget you for is on the day of my wedding. August 23rd, 1958, you took me to Gulf Shores, Alabama, to the beach, and we got stuck in the sand and was almost late for the wedding. Since you were my best man, I thought I could trust you, but that day I began to wonder. My wife, Anne, and I were married in the First Baptist Church, Robertsdale, Alabama, which is near the Gulf of Mexico, and we still treasure the tape recording you made of the wedding. I admire your fine family, Nancy and the children, and wish so many times that we could get together and see more of each other. I'm very grateful for your Christian friendship, your fellowship in the gospel from the first day we met until now. May the Lord bless you and keep you and your family and church is my prayer. We, like Abraham of old, look for a city which hath foundations, whose maker and builder is God. We can look forward to heaven and the fullness of fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and each other throughout eternity. Again, congratulations on this happy occasion. I am, yours in Christ, J. William Bill Cassidy.
Dr. Neal, congratulations on your 25th anniversary in the ministry. I rejoice in the way that the Lord has used you in His kingdom's work. Consequently, you have been a blessing to many people through the years. What a joy it was in the Lord as we ministered together at Elysian Fields Avenue Baptist Church, New Orleans, Louisiana. Through the years, I have praised the Lord for your marvelous spiritual growth and Christian witness. I have deliberately penned those words from my heart that overflow with love for you, Nancy, and the children on your blessed 25th anniversary. In Him, W.K. Sisk.
In 1957, saw him conducting a drive-in church in the early morning for the Elysian Fields Baptist Church, called the St. Bernard Drive-In Church. The dog's name is Candy, by the way. It was conducted from a platform which had only a ladder for a stairway, and not everyone liked climbing that ladder to the platform, did they, Neil? Especially not one lady you mentioned named Mrs. Parr, a guest musician. It took some time to get her up the ladder. What was really interesting about the drive-in church was that the people in their cars designated their decision for Christ by turning on their car headlights. And here's a slide of him doing what he does best. He conducted a weekly radio program in 1958 over the strongest station in New Orleans. It was around this time that he was in an accident while driving his new Renault Dauphine. An intoxicated man walked out in front of his car, causing Neil to swerve and crash. He sustained a concussion and a couple of broken ankles and was knocked out for a time. When he came to, his car was stripped of his belongings, absolutely everything. Even though this was a tragedy, the song, "It Is No Secret What God Can Do," holds true. This accident was providential in that he would never have met Nancy Dubois if his graduation had been on schedule. He met his Nancy when he went back to school, and during the Christmas holidays, he proposed to her after what might have been called a whirlwind courtship.
Nancy's mother wrote this of their courtship and wedding time. Nancy entered the seminary with strong desires for foreign mission work. However, having met Neil there, changed her course. I shall never forget her calling, saying she was bringing Neil home for us to meet. He was so excited at meeting us that he kissed A.O., Nancy's father, and shook hands with me. Anyway, plans were laid for their wedding in March. Neil was quite elated with our winter weather, having been raised in the South. The first year Nancy got out of college and taught in Kansas City, she bought a sick-looking puppy and called her Candy. Her father nourished Candy back to good health. So, when they got married, A.O. told Neil that Candy went with Nancy. They took off with a car loaded with barely enough room for Candy.
Their honeymoon took them, as the announcement in the paper said, to a cabin high in snow-covered mountains of east central Missouri. I think it was called the Tamasha Mountain. 3 p.m. Saturday, March 19th. Nancy's not in the picture. Nancy is in the back seat among the blankets trying to keep warm, and Neil has his feet propped up against a large potbelly stove. Patience is in the background, jacked up. Her transmission support fell several inches. On Sunday, March 20th, at about 10 o'clock, they should have gone to church. Now, Bridge City Baptist Church was the first church Neil and Nancy had together. It was located in the greater New Orleans area. There were many amusing incidents, one of which, Nancy said, found them hiding a lady in their closet because her husband was looking for her. This is a slide of their first apartment before they started working on it. And this is the room of living. This is a room of various surprises with Nancy in it. And this is another shot of it with Neil in it. Looks like he's fixing coffee. I think we need to tell Neil something. Oh well, looks like Nancy took care of that. Well, it's almost a fish. This is Neil with a sand shark. Looks like he gave up fishing for making sandcastles. Also looks like he does a better job at it. Here's Neil decorating for a Halloween party, and that's candy cane in his mouth. Nancy and Neil were chewing on a string right here. Wonder how close they got. And this slide is Candy disguised as a dog.
This is another letter from friends of Neil and Nancy, people who live in Natchez, Mississippi. My wife and I were so happy to know of this very meaningful dual anniversary of Dr. Neil Carlson and his wife Nancy. We are thankful and consider it one of our many blessings to have been one of his many congregation members during his 25 years in the ministry. Even beyond this, being a member of his first church and knowing them as family friends has never ceased to warm our hearts. We are proud of their children and know the Lord will bless them in many ways as time goes by. My wife Imogene and I have four wonderful boys and four grandchildren. They have been a joy to us, and the association with Dr. Neil and Nancy was an inspiring episode in their lives. We are sure they found the smile and the joyful approach to everyday's problems that was Dr. Neil's inspiration to face society's temptations with a sober and dedicated attitude. We're thankful they have done so. One of my favorite quotes is, "As the twig is bent, so grows the tree." I'm sure that Dr. Neil has heard this. I could add much more to this concerning our wonderful experiences at Dr. Neal and Nancy's First Church, but I am sure they would be synonymous with his present congregation's feelings about their own experiences. So we wish Dr. Neal Carlson, Nancy, and the children a very happy anniversary, and all the blessings of our family included. Remember us in your prayers, and we will do likewise. Sincerely yours, Eugene and Emma Jean Hook. P.S. We are members of Morgantown Baptist Church in Natchez, Mississippi.
This is Nancy preparing their first Thanksgiving turkey. She said, there's nothing to it. And these are two slides of their first Christmas together. Weeding became a weekly project. It's not all a bed of roses, is it, Neil? Some of it's a wall of morning glories, their pride. The pups they're holding are some of Candy's. In 1962, he received a call to First Baptist Church in Plano, Illinois. Bob Dwyer, church custodian, would often spoil Neil with cherry pie and coffee. All Neil would have to do was knock-knock on the pipes in his study, and Bob would come up with the snack. Robin was born just before they moved there in 1961, and Kenny was born in Plano in 1963.
Dear Neil, Nancy, and family, we are so very happy to congratulate you on your 25th year in the ministry. We are truly happy that our family had the opportunity and privilege of knowing you. Al and I have had many memories of the times we all were together in Plano. We remember so clearly you bringing Al to know the Lord and baptizing him. I was concerned because he was bigger than you, Neil. I also remember the morning I had given birth to our third child and you coming to the hospital to see me with such a warm smile and sweet words about our little one and the sweet prayer you gave. Al says he will never forget you going ice fishing and how very much you both enjoyed it. We have always missed you and Nancy. We have many pictures on our home movies that we cherish of our families. We always enjoyed having you at First Baptist, and we received many blessings from knowing you. Al and I and my parents were very sad when you had to move on. We have always missed you. We appreciate your church letter and look forward to getting it. I also want you to know the ages of our children. Denise is 21 and married for nearly 3 years and gave birth to a beautiful baby boy March 19, 1978. So we are very happy grandparents now. Her husband is a good Christian also. Mike is 16 and a junior in high school and loves radio work and has the school radio show every other Sunday afternoon. Terry is 14 and a freshman in high school. She is a very active child and enjoys being involved in school activities and loves music. She and Denise both play the piano and flute. Mike plays the drums. Let us hear from you and your children. Again, congratulations to you and Nancy. The community church is very lucky to have such a beautiful family minister their church and people. Good luck to you all in the coming year. God bless each one of you. Friends in Christ, Al and Shirley Scholes.
In 1962, the church at Plano sent him on a 15-day preaching mission to the country of Haiti. In 1964, the Carlson family moved to Detroit, Michigan, to the Beverly Hills Baptist Church. Darren Carlson made his appearance there in May of 1966. It was at this time that the children contracted a serious illness which made it impossible for them to resist infections. I don't know how she did it, but Nancy hardly left the house for a couple of years, not even to attend church. It was recommended that they move west for the children's health, and they spent 5 months in Arizona, where Dr. Neal visited in Indian reservations, still doing God's work, even though they didn't have a home church. Brian was born in March of 1968. They then moved to California, where Neal had an interim pastorate at Ridgecrest, California, before going to Alvarado Baptist Church in San Diego. While at Alvarado Baptist Church, he was going to school at the California Graduate School of Theology. As part of the completion of his doctorate, he had to give a paper on Jericho while in Jericho. To do this, they led a tour to the Middle East, including Greece, Turkey, Israel, and the Isle of Patmos. Congratulations, you are now looking at Dr. Neal Carlson. In April of 1972, 6 years ago, Dr. Neal Carlson and his family answered the call to become pastor of Community Church in King City. Since that time, we have all come to know and love them, and little Jody has become everyone's sweetheart. Congratulations, Neal, on your 25 years in the ministry and on the beginning of your 7th year with us. Thank you. Well, this is the story as we know it. I know there's been a lot we've missed, and I hope we have touched on all the important events.
Dear Neal, congratulations on the 25th anniversary of your ordination and also your 7th anniversary in King City. These past 7 years have been very fruitful in the growth of the congregation, and we credit your leadership with the Spirit's help for much of that progress. On behalf of the broader American Baptist family, Neal, please accept our congratulations on this occasion when you look backwards and forward to the years of ministry that God has in store for you. We appreciate your many talents and your warmth of spirit. May God continue to lead and direct your ministry on His behalf. Sincerely, Robert D. Rasmussen.
Pay careful attention to the work of our talented Nancy as we show slides of the children in closing. There's a different cake for every birthday.
Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and tears. Place the gold ring around her finger, share the sweet wine and break the glass. Soon the full circle will have come to pass. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness. Yesterday, when they were small. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and tears. Place the gold ring around her finger. Share the sweet wine and break the glass. Soon the full circle will have come to pass. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness.